time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mentioned Scarface, Jack the Ripper, Zodiac Killer, Bonnie and Clyde, the Wet Bandits. These are all criminal duos, very famous criminal duos. Right now, bathroom vanity villains still available.
Oh, okay.
However, may not be after this setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bathroom vanity while riding your bike, you're doing okay.
Logistically, that sounds difficult.
It does seem difficult. I think they strapped it to wheels and are pulling it.
Okay.
But the Memphis police literally looking for a couple guys, a duo, if you will, the bathroom vanity villains, if you will.
Maybe they were just, they had a DIY project and they realized, you know what? We don't have it in the budget to buy a vanity.
House,
this one looks nice. Let's take that
one. So like they didn't just like walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's and do that. This house was being renovated.
Yes.
And so it was kind of open.
Mm.
And it was, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Wasn't overnight or anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Broad daylight. It is easier to see.
Yeah.
When you're moving furniture.
Yeah, they just kind of like roll in and go, this looks nice. I like what they're doing here in the bathroom.
I'm just going to take that.
And, I'm going to go ahead and take that.
This is my inspo piece.
So
I'm going to build my renovation around this piece.
I don't know. Now, both these guys were caught on camera. One of them was carrying like a huge countertop.
Oh, right.
Under one arm.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other one was dragging the bathroom vanity.
Well, you want to make sure that that countertop doesn't get shattered, right?
You and you want to make sure that your countertop and your bathroom vanity go together. You can't just try to piece them together afterwards.
Right. They're
made
to go together.
But
sure.
I don't know if this is related to this same house that was being renovated. It's like, hey, guys, maybe you need to lock this house up while it's being renovated.
Yeah.
Because there were two TVs, an air fryer, a coffee maker, some toiletries, paper towels, board games, and bedding that were also taken this house.
Wait a second. Did they were on a bike?
I don't know if these two thefts are related.
Oh, we don't know if it's the same guy.
Don't know if it's the same guy. Don't know if it's the bathroom vanity villains at play here.
But word got around, apparently, in the crime community that place had some good stuff.
Has some good stuff.
And you can easily walk in.
And there's no locks.
Okay.
So.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
That's a tough lesson. Because, you know, renovations are pricey.
They are pricey.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to better the look of your home.
Sure.
And then, oh, dang, the air fryer.
Yeah, the air fryer.
Oh,
even the air fryer.
Amazing.
They're nice. Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bathroom vanity and a countertop and a bunch of other stuff while you're on a bike, you're doing okay.
Or if you can manage to make it through the day without locking your home when it's being renovated.
Oh.
I feel like that's really the biggie. I'm looking at the contractors.
You're pointing the finger at
you
the contractors.
We're leaving the job site unlocked.
All right.
With good stuff inside.
Couple different avenues we could go here.
I think most of us are going to try to avoid, you know, going and stealing the things on a bike. But who I'm looking at, I'm pointing the finger at more.
Oh, yes.
It's the contractors. Whoever's responsible for doing the renovating and leaving that place unlocked.
Yeah, that's right. You stupid contractors. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.